Good morning, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Mike Whitman.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I am excellent, but our connection is not. How are you?
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear about that. I'm doing okay for the morning so far. But what seems to be happening with the connection?
So this is, I don't know if you see my account based on my phone number.
I would need your service address. I do apologize for that.
Okay, it's 39 Platt Avenue in Rhinebeck Village.
Platt as in P-L-A-T-T?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, and Mike, what is the best phone number in the event that we get disconnected, please?
Don't hang up on me. I'm not being mean.
Nope.
No,
would never.
917-733-2337.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. All right. And I do have your account pulled up. So what seems to be the issue with it?
So this is a house under construction, and we're using the service for security cameras.
Okay.
And the service was disconnected internally about a week ago so they could insulate the house.
Okay.
And I just went and hooked it back up, and I seem to be getting all the correct lights. We have a cheap router in the house, an Orbi Wi-Fi router. I'm not getting a connection between the two, the Ethernet lights. And
okay.
I just wanted to test that I don't know if you guys can actually see the modem.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I can.
Okay.
Just
so
bear with me as I pull that up. I do apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, not at all. I wanted to make sure it's a problem with the Ethernet cable or the router and not with the modem. Because I see a connection light and a power light. I'm assuming it's a connection light to see the fiber.
Yeah, so on the modem, it should be the black box, and that would have three lights on it.
Right. We don't have three. I have the power light, light which looks like a little version of the sun, and that's it.
Okay. So let me take a look at
that. I thought the third light was when the modem was connected to a router.
Yes, typically, yes.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I don't have. So I wanted to see if you could see the router the modem before I throw this router in the garbage. I wanted also to make sure no one damaged the cable while we were insulating.
Of course.
I did my
best.
So
it does show everything is working well on the modem end. Have you tried resetting the router?
Just normal reset, yes. A factory reset wipes out the cameras, and then I got to go reconfigure them.
For the router?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. They're Google Nest cameras. If you factory reset the router, you have to go climb ladders and reset them.
Oh, wow.
Very annoying, the Nest cameras. We're going to switch them later, but yeah.
Gotcha.
It just could be something simple. It could be the Ethernet cable. It could be the modem got kicked. But
yeah, I would definitely try the Ethernet cable first, see if that works.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would try another power cycle. But I mean,
on both?
Well, the modem seems to be working very well. The light levels are perfect, and it does show that it's been activated as of 18 minutes ago. So everything looks good on this end. If necessary, if you want, I can send a circuit reboot.
Oh, you can, sure.
Yes,
if you want.
Absolutely.
I just unplugged the Orbi and plugged it back in, but you can certainly do that.
Yeah, so I just sent the reboot to the the modem.
Okay. I was insanely careful with the fiber because I don't... Yep, there it went.
Yeah, because we definitely, especially with the fiber, if it gets bent, it may not produce or may prevent the light from coming through fully. But from what I see on the modem's end, it looks perfect.
Okay.
We're getting great light levels from it, so...
I made a nice loop and wrapped it in bubble wrap and put it in a plastic bag and wrapped it in bubble wrap again and said, if anybody breaks this thing, they're intentionally trying to break it.
Yeah, exactly. And I do appreciate your tenacity in keeping it safe.
Flashing red light on the...
Yep, that's normal. It'll take a few minutes for it to reboot.
Yeah, I've never watched it. Okay.
Yeah,
right,
so it'll start flashing red at first, and then it'll start turning green.
Yeah. It solid red now, and the power is blinking green, and I'm sure it'll do its thing. I'm just, again, I wanted to just see if this was, we broke the cable or something's wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe try the Ethernet cable first, if that doesn't work.
No, I see the Ethernet lights flashing now, which it was not doing before.
Good. So it could just have been a reboot that was necessary for it to clear any of the previous alarms.
Okay, so if we're not obviously to you, but to me, we're going to go through this probably two more times in the house when they drywall.
Okay.
And so is it just easier to call? Is there something I can do to force them?
Yeah, no, I mean, it would just probably be a little bit easier to call because if it does end up needing a circuit reboot, what I would do is I would make sure everything gets unplugged for at least 30 seconds. When you plug it back in, sometimes the routers, depending on the type of routers, sometimes they need that little bit of an extra reboot. But for anything, if it's still not connecting after that, definitely give us a call. We can send that reboot to the modem for it to clear any of the alarms.
Okay. Yeah, it didn't hook up to the router. I saw the light flash green on and off for the Ethernet, but it never did anything. Now I have two green lights and no third. So I will get another cable and test
perfect.
That and another router if I can find an older one. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you would like, we can also have a tech come out with one of our routers because it is included in your price.
Yeah, it's not important right now.
Okay.
We'll get it figured out and, you know, go from there. We the system's going to be, I don't know how familiar you are with the stuff out there. It's going to be a Ubiquiti.
Yes.
Network.
Okay.
Okay. So they're going to connect the router right to that with one of the 10 gigabit.
The 10 gigabit. Yes. So the Ubiquiti can go up to 10 gigs from what I understand as far as speed goes. And overall, I've heard great things about Ubiquiti. I just know that a lot of our routers, for example, we offer two different kinds depending on the service that you pay for. The AdTrend is really good, and we also have the HomePass app where you can manage your Wi-Fi information, such as creating guest passcodes, seeing when somebody's home just based off of when their cell phone comes into range. It's really cool the different aspects that the HomePass app can provide.
How big of a nerd are you?
Well, that depends. Are we talking technical or gaming?
Both. I dove into something called Home Assistant a couple of months ago. I don't know if you know what that is. Yeah,
I've heard of it. I haven't dove into it.
It's open source home automation.
Oh, okay.
It's insane how much stuff you can touch in your house and monitor. Absolutely insane. Including if you have like light switches that are automated. If your cell phone comes within range, you could turn on and off lights.
It is pretty intense. Just look at the whole, what's it called? Even with, it starts with a P. I can't think of it right off the top of my head.
Right, I do that all the
Philips.
Time. My excuse is
Philips.
I'm getting old.
Philips does it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Philips Hue.
The Home Assistant stuff can micromanage the Hue stuff.
Yeah, and it's
insane.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is really cool. So I have to ask, what game is it? Come on, spill the beans.
Oh, I mean, I play several. I play Ark Survival Ascended. I play Call of Duty. I've been on the Black Ops 6 lately because it just released on the 25th.
Right.
And then I also have a few others. Like, my son plays Minecraft. My daughter plays Fortnite. So I'm basically an overall any kind of gamer.
Yeah.
One of my absolute favorites are probably Fallout series.
I've been a gamer for a very long time. I'm probably a lot older than you. I won't brag, but I probably am. So my nerd friends, we used to play Call of Duty and all kinds of stuff, got me into, this is ridiculous for my age. Go ahead and laugh. Overwatch.
Overwatch is great.
Overwatch with friends. It's insane how much I like that stupid game. And I'm 57 years old.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Since 1980. No,
back
nothing
in
at all, but it's.
2013, I had a leader within the gaming community that I was part of. Who was 65 or 67 years old and was the leader of our squad for Call of Duty, Black Ops 2.
Call of Duty, yep. So we started with, what was it called? Battlefield 1942.
Oh, yeah.
Had a
I'm not a big Battlefield fan.
No, the game sucks now. Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. The last 10 games sucked. The first one was Battlefield 1942, and they had modded it, and the mod was called Desert Combat. And it was the first game that was like modern tanks and helicopters, and it was while the Gulf War was going on. So everybody loved that game, and it was fun. And then Battlefield saw the mod was doing really well and changed the game to be Battlefield, whatever the hell the second one was, and ruined it.
Oh, yeah, I believe
But we
it.
Had played the Desert Combat mod for years as a clan. We actually had, this is going back to like 2001, 2002, we were hosting a server. We had like 40 guys paying us $5 a month for the server back then.
My grandmother is like 77 or 78, and she plays World of Warcraft.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that you're never awesome. Too young to be a gamer.
You
never
know,
too young.
Like, you know,
or
you
never
know,
too
you
old.
Talk to some people, you talk to some people, and there's a stigma. They look at you like you just stepped off a spaceship.
I know, right? Like, they look at you like you've got three heads, and it's like, what?
Yeah.
Everybody can play games. There's games geared for
everybody,
all ages. And anyway, it keeps your mind sharp, and it keeps your hand-eye coordination up to date.
Without a doubt. Yep. Except
nothing wrong with that.
Keep kicking my ass when I play Call of Duty.
Oh, well, of course.
Probably you.
I don't know. It was kind of sad that I was on the top last night with one of the matches that I played. I went 24-10. And I was at the top of the leaderboard, and I was like, oh, yeah, okay, that's not good, because usually I'm like third, maybe fourth out of the six.
Yeah. I haven't played Call of Duty in probably 3 years. Is the new one any good? Is it nice?
It is. It definitely is. And it's got a very interesting campaign as well. So if you're more into the single player, definitely check it out. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
It even has puzzles that you have to solve. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I want to do it, and then like five people show up online, and within a minute we're all in a game.
Well, it depends on how you're gaming. If you're gaming on Xbox, if you have the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, it's free.
Yeah.
Black Ops 6
is
included. It's listed on the Game Pass.
Yeah. No,
so
I've been,
you wouldn't
I'm
even have to pay for it.
Yeah, PC gamer for years and years and years, and well, it's gotten more and more expensive. In the last couple of years, it hasn't.
Just so you know, if you're a PC gamer, Xbox also has the app available for PC, and there are a lot of games through Xbox that are available to play on your PC through the Microsoft Xbox app. Yep. So now you know.
So are you? Yeah. Are you working at Microsoft on the side too?
No. Although that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I've thought about it at one point, but I don't know.
It used to be a really good place to work. I don't know about it anymore.
Absolutely. I don't know about it anymore, but I mean, I know I did inquire about it at one point, but it was, you know, it's fun being a gamer. And then I've also wanted to go for college, well, actually university for game design. That was an ambition, but with the kids, I can't do it.
Yeah, that makes it hard, without a doubt.
Game design
has gotten, I don't know if you've read it in the last couple of years, they're not paid very well, and they work really long hours.
I know. I've noticed that. So, unfortunately, I'll stick to my hobby of photography and playing games.
Yeah. Those are both good hobbies. Very creative.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But, how are those lights looking now?
They're the same. I think there's something wrong. So, I'm going to, like I said, I'll get an Ethernet cable and a router, and we'll go from there. And if
try the Ethernet. If not, then you might have to reset that router, as much as we don't want to do that. But,
Okay. Thank you very
much.
Oh,
you're so very welcome.
And
anytime.
Pleasure talking with you. I told you you weren't going to hang up on me.
Of course I wouldn't. Why would I do that? That would be so unprofessional, too.
You know how some people are.
Oh, I know. Some people are just not cut out for it. And me, I just like helping people. So it works well for me.
Yeah, that is nice. All right. Thank you very much.
You're
so
very welcome, Mike. And if there's anything else that you need or any questions that you have, feel free to reach out to us. We're more than happy to help.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're so very welcome. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic week and a great Halloween, too.
Oh, thanks. You too. That's awesome. Didn't even think of that. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.